Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, is with me as he always is on Friday mornings, or just about always. Thanks, Kenny, for being here.
Hey, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Yes, and I have to say, last week you gave us a full spectrum of the extremes that hit Minnesota, so I've been thinking about that all week and trying to keep things in perspective, having also enjoyed a really good book called Factfulness recently about how numbers are only relevant in comparison to other numbers. And often if you see a number, you don't actually know if it's a good number or a bad number. So thanks for that little special episode that we had last week. And I don't know if we have a whole lot to report for this week because, I don't know, the weather's been just beautiful. We got, I guess, about a half an inch of rain in that bit of thunderstorms that I know didn't hit everybody. And we have beautiful temps in the high 70s and low 80s, and it's the 50s at night. So what's there to complain about?
Yeah. What's there to complain about yet? I think a few people would have some complaints. Yeah, it was a good, some nice rain up in northeast Minnesota.
Yeah.
The kind of the Iron Range did pretty well. The area from around, you know, Eveleth, Virginia, back towards past Hibbing. They got a couple inches of rain from those thunderstorms in many cases, and a good half inch or so over most of northeastern Minnesota. I would say the main complaints right now are that, as we discussed a couple weeks back, that's not really an accurate representation of what's going on in the region.
Yeah.
Up in northeast Minnesota, you all are getting nice and, kind of, I wouldn't say soaked, but you're getting enough rain to basically, if not keep pace, prevent from falling behind further. And the rest of the state is falling behind further. So the big weather climate news starting yesterday was that we now have red on our drought map again.
Mm.
So that's the third year in a row. It's three little specks right now, one near Rochester, one in the northern Twin Cities metro, and one near St. Cloud. But those are areas of extreme drought. You know, there's no way to do this perfectly, but essentially the way that the drought monitor works is you have four categories of drought. We call them D1 through D4, but they stand for moderate drought, severe drought, extreme drought, and exceptional drought. And then there's this other category, D0, which they color it yellow on the map, and it is for abnormally dry conditions. Another way of thinking of it is you're not in official drought in those conditions, but you're maybe in pre-drought, or maybe you had been in drought and you're starting to come out of it and you're not all the way caught up yet. And these categories kind of correspond roughly. I mean, they're supposed to be driven by indicators that are of a certain type of rarity or rareness. So to get into that highest level exceptional drought, you really have to be experiencing something that would have very low probabilities. In fact, the probability of about 2% or less in any given year, which means on average, those conditions would recur, you know, a couple times per century. That this isn't always going to be the case. And the red, the kind of bright red or the extreme drought, those conditions in theory would recur about every 20 years. So that's, you know, still pretty uncommon,
right?
20 or 25 years to have that kind of periodicity. And so pretty nasty, dry conditions, you know, parts of Minnesota, not two harbors anymore, but still areas around Duluth and then down just south of Duluth in the kind of on the border area with Wisconsin. Those are still, and especially in central and southeast Minnesota, you've got areas that are 5, 6, 7, 8 inches below normal for precipitation just since May.
Right.
So that's, I guess, one piece of weather news that people are talking about.
Yeah. And can I ask, just to add meaning to these numbers, how long has this system of drought been in the system? And are those red numbers, is red coming on more often? I'm just trying to see, you know, how much is this natural variability and where does climate change fit in?
Yeah, great question. So the U.S. Drought Monitor, and you can just, you know, search for U.S. Drought Monitor, and you'll come to the map, and you can actually click on the map, and then you'll get a specific, it'll eventually lead you to just Minnesota, if that's what you want to look at. You can even look at your county, and there's all kinds of neat alternative ways of viewing it. So there's the kind of common map, but you can also look at it as a graph. This has been in place since the year 2000. There were ways of tracking drought since then, and we can actually apply drought metrics to old data because it's mostly based on temperature and precipitation. So we can actually push some of these values back to the late 1800s, but you can really, to know about the drought categories that were assigned officially, we have about a, you know, we're in the 24th year of that currently. And so I would say that in general, these values, I would, you know, we're still going to be learning about, well, maybe these types of things occur more frequently or less frequently than we thought. And so there will be some tweaking. The colors aren't always going to perfectly correspond to those frequencies.
Right.
But, you know, we're in a really dry period right now. I'm not sure how climatologists in the future, I think we'll probably look back on this kind of 4 years and just call it the drought of the early 2020s rather than, you know, splitting all the hairs and making each, because these are individual episodes within this very dry regime. But we're pretty sure that that's what happened in old dry regimes. And we refer to the droughts of the 1930s as almost like a singular event that was actually 17 or 18 years long.
Yeah.
Even though there were extremely dry periods and then little wet respites in there and then they'd get dry again. So I think this whole thing will be regarded as a, you know, probably one dry period. And so you have to kind of take questions of frequency when you've got a you know, only 24 years of record of something to kind of look at it consistently. You have to take it with a little bit of a grain of salt too, because we're currently in a period where we would be expecting, given that it's been really dry the last few years, to have a higher frequency and a higher incidence of drought. That's a very long answer, and I can shorten it quickly to say that in general, Minnesota has not had an increase in dry weather or drought conditions over the long term. And there isn't anything yet, and I say yet because, you know, there's always a lot of uncertainty about exactly where we're going. But there aren't a lot of indications that the current drought that we're experiencing is part of a trend towards more drought with greater coverage. The one caveat to that is, you know, as our summers in the future especially get warmer, because we're really just starting to see warmer summers now, and it's been hard to even identify a signal towards warmer summers in Minnesota until, you know, I don't even know if we could find it statistically yet.
Mm-hmm.
So since summer is what drives the severity of our drought usually, it makes sense that maybe our droughts haven't become more severe. You know, our major kind of benchmark drought events are still way in the past.
Hmm.
But the droughts of the future, you know, if we become a state, or let's just look at Northeast Minnesota, if the interior part of Northeast Minnesota becomes an area that has doubles its current frequency of 90 degree days, which is something that a lot of the models suggest is going to happen within a few decades, that would mean that when we do dry out, those hotter summer conditions would tend to increase the severity of the drought conditions too. And so even though right now we don't have a trend towards more or worse or more frequent drought or greater coverage, in the future, even if drought frequency doesn't increase, there seems to be a pretty good likelihood that the severity of it will, so that when you get it, could hit harder than it used to, maybe even harder than we've ever really experienced because of the coming increases in extreme heat that have not yet arrived, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So if nothing else, what we can glean from this is we're in a multi-year drought, essentially, and this is something that's just, and you've said it before, it's going to take a long time and more than just a good dousing to really turn the tide. And we don't really know when this multi-year tendency will dissipate. And then it seems like we have a heat wave coming, which we're not sure how bad it's going to be. Is that still the case?
Yeah. I think that certainly parts of next week look quite hot. There is some question about how long the heat will persist. We're going to be on the northern edge of this heat dome or heat ridge or high pressure ridge or heat shield, whatever you want to call it. It's going to have a lot of different names.
Yeah.
It's going to totally bake and, you know, incinerate parts of the central U.S.
Yeah.
And it's going to reach up into Minnesota. I mean, I know someone who's going to Oklahoma City next week, and that is a bad time to be there.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why anyone would go there in the summer
anyway.
I mean, they're pretty accustomed to hot summers, but they're going to be, you know, they're going to be Grand Central Station for the heat wave next week. Some of this is going to reach into Minnesota. We've got a good shot at widespread 90-degree conditions for at least a couple or a few days next week. There's some question to how, you know, is that then going to get broken by a nice Canadian cool front and some wetter conditions, or is it going to surge northward and continue? Right now, it looks like at a minimum, I mean, right now it looks like there's probably going to be, if not a major break in the heat, that we won't be experiencing the worst of the conditions for all of next week, but maybe for parts of next week. It'll be pretty tough. This doesn't look like yet like a historic or a record-breaking heat wave for Minnesota. It just looks hot, hotter than it's been this year in many places.
And potential precip, it sounds like.
Yeah, so the possible silver lining is that when you are on the north side of a big ridge of high pressure, that means you're close to the ridge riders. Ridge riders is kind of a affectionate term that we have for thunderstorms that tend to kind of ride around the periphery, that sort of omega shape, or, you know, half kind of upwards facing, half zero shaped pattern that's associated with high pressure. And so thunderstorms tend to kind of form, you know, they're not constant, but they tend to form right around the edge. And so when you're on the northern side of high pressure, and even in the summertime, it might be very, very hot to the south. But in the areas that aren't as hot, you get thunderstorms that kind of sneak in almost every day. And so there's some chance for continued precipitation. Right now, the best chances for that would be in northern Minnesota, where, you know, they're going to be a little farther from the heat ridge, where you might have a better chance of, I wouldn't say avoiding it altogether, but, you know, the heat would be less severe in northern Minnesota by and large, and you'd be closer to that kind of activity zone, maybe bringing you some thunderstorms. But I don't think we're breaking any drought next week, no.
I think it'll,
in central southern Minnesota, it'll get worse.
Okay. Well, and we always have Lake Superior to Junkman, whose temperatures remain in the 40s, much to my amazement, along the North Shore. So, again, I don't think anyone has reason to complain. All they got to do is look at the map and what's happening elsewhere, and we'll be good for another week. Thank you so much, Kenny, and we'll talk to you again next week, I hope.
Yeah, we should be able to talk to you next week. Enjoy it and beat the heat if it does come. It should come, so beat the heat.
Okay.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR, and his weather tidbits.